For healthcare professionals, getting people to wear a mask during the pandemic hasn't been easy. But Cale Mitchell is familiar with this kind of problem.
I've done this work for 20 years and can't convince people to put a condom on. What makes you think they're going to do any different with a mask? It's the same thing.
Mitchell is the executive director of Spectrum Healthcare. Spectrum, like most sexual health clinics, closed when the pandemic started.
And so we did no testing between March and July.
Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services data shows that around this time last year, Missouri had about 20,000 more positive cases of sexually transmitted infections than this year. But Mitchell says while this number would suggest good news, it's anything but. With clinics like Spectrum closed or all online, it's been hard for people to get tested. That skewed the numbers.
We saw, obviously, a pretty steep reduction in the number of people getting tested. That shifted in August when the student population started returning.
Other clinics, like the Columbia Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services, also shut down for a time. Mary Martin is Boone County's community health manager. She says her team eventually switched to online appointments. She says STI services never really slowed down.
I would have thought that the number would have been very much lower. We had 251 total encounters.
Since there were no in-person appointments, Martin's team started doing what health professionals call presumptive treatment, treating people based on symptoms, not test results.
Presumptive treatment is you tell me what your symptoms are, I tell you what I think you have, and we call it to a pharmacy. Because for a certain period of time, about a month, our clinical services were shut down. But we didn't want people not to get treated. If someone called us and said they were a contact, we treated them for that. If they told us they were symptomatic, we treated them for what we thought we had.
But the thing is, this presumptive treatment data, it isn't collected by the state. This means that STI rates are higher than they seem. Martin says despite CDC warnings, and contrary to what the data may show, people are still having casual sex, and the pandemic isn't going to stop that.
You know, Columbia is a very young city. We have a lot of young people. I mean, they closed down the bars. That was something. And the bars are still restricted, but where there's a will, there's a way.
But Mitchell says there are ways to reduce the spread of both COVID-19 and STIs.
So what are the small steps that we can get people to take? And sometimes the easiest is just to reduce the total number of partners.
He says people aren't going to stop having sex, but they can make safer choices. Besides PPE, Mitchell says the best way to reduce your risk for COVID-19 and STIs is to reduce the number of partners you see.
So, you know, condoms should have always been in play, but now it's going to be condoms and masks.
So keep yourself safe and remember to wear both. Veronica Moheski, KBIA News, Columbia.